Yes. Hello. May I speak to Laurel?
Laurel, that's me.
Hi, Laurel. This is Jordan Martin calling on behalf of Health Benefits Center. How are you today?
I'm fine, thanks.
Great. So, ma'am, I'm calling you because I understand that you are looking for affordable health insurance coverage. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. So, are you looking for the individual plan or for the family plan?
For myself.
Okay. Ma'am, are you currently insured with any health insurance coverage right now?
What?
Are you currently insured with any health insurance coverage?
I'm not understanding what you're saying.
I said, are you currently insured with any health insurance policy? Do you have a health
insurance policy? Oh, no.
Okay. And
no.
Do you have a Medicaid or Medicare?
No.
Okay. So, ma'am, if everything is of your liking, then how soon are you planning to start your new health insurance coverage?
Oh, as soon as possible.
Okay, and how much you can afford for your insurance premium every month? What's your budget?
No more than 300.
Okay. Ma'am, do you have a Master and Visa card that you can use to pay your insurance premium every month?
Yep, I do.
Okay. And may I know how old are you today? What's your age?
63.
Thank you. And are you having any medical condition right now, like HIV, cancer, or any disability?
No.
Thank you. I do have your first name, Laurel, and your last name is Clapp, right?
That's right.
You are from Florida?
Yes.
May I have your zip code, please?
32763.
32763?
Right.
Okay, so thank you so much, ma'am, for the information. So now what I'm going to do, I'm just going to transfer this call one of my licensed agent in your state, and they will provide you the information about your best policy, ma'am. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Do you have any question for me before transfer?
No.
Okay, great. Okay, hold on, ma'am. Let me transfer this call. They will directly come on the line and provide you the information about your policy, okay?
Okay.
Now, here we go, ma'am.
Thank you for holding. This is Anthony with the Healthcare Enrollment Center. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing really well, thank you. So I understand that you're in the market for affordable healthcare at this time?
I am, yes I am.
Okay, fantastic. And who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Laurel Clapp, C-L-A-P-P. First name is L-O-R-E-L-L-E.
Laurel, pleasure to meet you, Laurel. How's your day going so far?
Not bad. It's just too cold down here for me. I'm in Florida. It's cold today.
Yeah. It's getting really cold down there, huh? Well, that's good. So a little bit about us and what we do. Again, my name is Anthony. I'm with the Healthcare Enrollment Center. We work with companies like Blue Cross Blue Shield, United Healthcare, Humana, Aetna, Cigna, Atlas, as well as Golden Rule. And I'm sure those are companies you're very familiar with. And what we do here is we ask you a series of basic questions so we can narrow down the perfect program that will fit you both medically and financially. Does that make sense?
Sure. Yep.
All right. And are you insured or uninsured at this time, Laura?
No, I'm not insured right now. I'm hunting for the new year.
And if you don't – I'm sorry, what was that?
This is I'm hunting for the new year.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
I want to get ready for the new year,
Yeah, because we are approaching the deadline, which ends the 15th. I'm not sure if you're well aware.
Yeah.
So now's the perfect time to inquire. Now, how long have you been uninsured, if you don't mind me asking?
Just a few months. I did have insurance,
Yeah, no problem. And that was, so you canceled due to maybe high premium. What was that premium looking like?
Yeah.
What was your monthly premium, if you don't mind asking?
It was like $400 a month. I think it was $480.
And that was just for an individual?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And are you still looking just for yourself, or are you going to include a couple, a family?
No, just
for yourself? Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow, $400. Wow. Yeah, that's very expensive. Was that Florida Blue by any chance?
It was Florida Healthcare.
Florida Healthcare, okay.
Yeah.
All right, and are you going to be looking for dental vision as well?
I am, yes. I need all of that.
Okay. Okay. What about hearing benefits?
I don't have any hearing issues, but...
there you go. Yeah, there you go. Now,
yeah, my husband says my hearing is too good.
It's too good, yeah. You know what? I wouldn't doubt that. I would. Yeah, part-time. Okay.
Well, he's pretty deaf, so...
It's always the husband's hearing. Yeah, I was going to say, it's always the husband's hearing.
Yeah, he thinks I have super hearing, so... mm-hmm.
That's funny. Yeah, it's always the husband's hearing that goes bad first.
I know.
She's here. All right. And if you may I have your
email address, about
please?
The dog. 11-14-55.
Okay, and what was your age?
63.
63? 63, okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And your please.
My zip code is 32763.
32763. And it's Orange City, Florida.
Right.
Okay. How long have you lived in Orange City?
About 15 years. No.
Okay. Oh, yeah, where are you originally from?
Connecticut.
Connecticut? Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
A little up north. Okay.
Where are you at?
What brought you to Florida? Well, this particular
department,
our national brokerage, we have... No. This particular department's out of California.
California.
Yeah, but we have offices
we have
in Allstate, yeah.
Brother-in-law lives out there.
National brokerage. Oh, really?
Okay.
What part of California?
Santa Maria.
Santa Maria. Okay, so towards that area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're the Central Valley, so it's pretty hot here all year long, but in the winter it gets very cold. In fact, me and the other agents here were just talking about how cold it's starting to get at night here. It's almost unbearable.
It's like 49 down here today. It's cold today.
Yeah, 49. Oh, yeah, it's cold. I see it right now. It's 50 degrees, yeah. You're not kidding. All right. And just so I can locate the perfect program for you, do you have any pre-existing medical conditions I should be aware of?
They said I have rheumatoid arthritis.
Okay. And are you taking prescription medications for pain?
Well, I was, but I'm not now.
Okay, so we're going to need something with exquisite prescription medication benefits, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We can definitely do that for you. All right. And on average, how often do you visit a doctor per year? Or when was the last time you saw a doctor?
October, maybe.
October, okay. And you already have a primary care physician?
Yeah, I have one. I have one, but I'm not that happy with him.
Okay, so are you looking to change or are you looking to maintain your same doctor?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, what I can
really
do
matter.
If you do work with
I have to go to a new one,
yeah,
that's okay.
That's no problem there. What we do is we work with a multitude of different companies. I always like to start with my client's doctors. That way I'm able to locate what program he or network he belongs to. So we can pull up companies within that network. You can maintain your same doctors or make changes, but you can always stick to the same facilities and hospitals in your area. That's what I like to do. So that way we can get you a same doctor. All right. Now, in terms of affordability, it's important for us to work within your monthly budget. I don't want to provide you with any health care programs. They're going to put you in a financial hardship there. So what do you feel comfortable paying monthly for a program that includes the dental, vision, prescription medication benefits you're seeking?
Well, I really can't go over $300.
Okay, no problem. No problem there. Let me see here. Well, I do have good news for you. So you did miss the first wave of enrollment, which began November 1st, but what they're doing right now is offering a special enrollment period for a lot of these programs here to encourage those who haven't had insurance in some time to, you know, call in, inquire, find an affordable healthcare program. So a lot of them are a little more affordable. So I can definitely help you find something under $300. That's easy for me right there. And like I said, I also understand the locating program that provides doctor benefits in your area is important to you. So may I have your primary care doctor's name? I want to see what network he belongs to.
George Malke.
And can you spell his last name for me, please?
M-A-L-K-I.
M-A-L-K-I. And it was George, is it J or G-E-O?
R-G-E.
Yeah, G-E-O, R-G-E. Let's see. And that's Orange City, Florida. I have him here.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's over there on 1043 Town Center Drive.
Right.
Correct? Okay. So, do you have any other care doctors, any other doctors you visit other than him?
Well, I started seeing a rheumatologist for the rheumatoid arthritis.
Okay. We can check to see if he's on the same network.
It's a female. It's Maria Ventimiglia.
Maria.
I'll spell that for you.
Yeah, I'm already trying to sound it out. I'm like, Venta.
V-I-N-T-I-M-I-L-L-A. Ventimiglia. It's really exactly the way it sounds.
I found it here. And it says Point Orange. Point Orange. She's on 780.
Well, No, she's in Deland. It's 638
okay.
West
okay.
Plymouth Avenue in
Deland. Okay, you know, she actually has multiple facilities here.
Yeah, she does.
Let me see here. Yeah, I found her. Okay, yeah. So it looks like they're both on the multi-plan network. So what we can do is start looking at programs within that same network so you can maintain those same doctors, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let me see here. Now, I'm also going to make sure they provide prescription medication benefits as well, both traditional and mail order. So I'm going to be a little aggressive on my end for you, okay, just to locate you those multi-level benefits. That way you have your doctor benefits and prescription medications. Now, the advantage of going through us as a company, and what we do really well here, is we tailor make a plan specific to our client's needs, whether that's us adding benefits we feel you'll utilize the most or removing benefits we feel you'll never utilize, such as pregnancy. That way it's more of a custom fit. And it's also a way we can reduce the monthly cost. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, yeah. But you don't have to worry about pregnancy, not for me.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. So there's benefits we can remove there for you. So that way, yeah. So I'm going to ask you a few questions. You let me know if it's okay to remove those, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been hospitalized within the last 60 days for a mental disorder?
Nope.
Are you currently seeking any treatment for drug or alcohol abuse?
No.
Do you smoke or use tobacco products?
Nope.
Okay, and then the pregnancy benefits we can remove too, correct?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, so by removing those four benefits there, we're already in a better position to help save you money on your monthly premium, okay?
Okay.
Let me see here, but those are the only benefits we're removing. So what I'm going to do now is apply your state access code. I'm going to send it off to the market to see if I can get a response. So we're going to shop the market for you and hope to get a response for what benefit programs are going through special enrollment. So not only are we able to get a great medical fit for you, but we're also able to obtain the more affordable rates, okay?
Okay.
Let's see here. Okay. Just one second. Now I have Lorelle, L-O-R-E-L-L-E. And can you spell your last name for me one more time, please?
C-L-A-P-P.
Okay. Laurel Clapp. And I have your date of birth as 11-14-55.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, my mother was born on 11-24-55. Her birthday's sometimes on Thanksgiving. But she's the same age as
uh-huh.
me. Yeah. Okay, so I did get a response. And I actually do have good news. It looks like Florida opted in what we call the Health Care for All Act. Are you familiar with that act?
No.
It's a new order that was passed. Basically, it's going to no program within this Health Care for All Act can deny you coverage based off pre-existing medical conditions, and it does not go based off age or income. So they're pretty much fixed rates that are guaranteed for the whole life of the policy. So it's not something you have to renew every year and risk the chance of it increasing its policy on you. So the rates are going to stay the same 6 months, 2 years, 5 years down the line. You can rest assured that they're not going to try to increase your health insurance rates, even if you're diagnosed with a new condition, okay? And that's probably the best option for you, simply because, I mean, a lot of these health insurance companies, through the ACA especially, they go by based off risk off age as well. So, like, the older you get, the more conditions they feel you can be diagnosed with. So they increase your rates every single year. So this is not one of those programs that are going to do that for you. Okay.
Okay.
And fortunately for you guys, Florida opted in that program, or that policy there. A lot of states don't do that, and Florida is usually one of them that doesn't either. But I guess what all the issues they're having with Florida Blue and the clientele that's unhappy, they probably thought they'll do something for you guys this upcoming enrollment. So that's good news. All right. Now, the company I'm looking at within that act is it's a multi-plan PPO. So it's the same network your doctors accept, right, that they're on. So you can, if you have full confidence that you can visit those same doctors that they'll, and they'll take your new insurance program, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Okay. You're also going to have access to one of the largest PPO networks in the country. So if you ever did want to change your doctors, you do have access to 9 out of 10 doctors, because MultiPlan is the one of the largest PPO networks in the country. That's going to give you unlimited access to visit any participating provider within that same network and help you experience significant cost savings off your doctor visits with no deductible attached. Okay, so you don't have to spend a certain amount of your own money before your benefits kick into effect, because there's no deductible, okay, just a copay. And for a regular physician, you're looking at $20. Does that work for you?
Okay, repeat that last part. No deductible, I got.
Yes, no deductible, okay. And then I said just a copay. So for a regular physician, you're looking at, a physician visit, you're looking at $20 out of pocket.
$20 for a primary?
No, for a, yeah, for $20 for a copay.
Yeah.
Let me see here.
Yeah, that other insurance I had, I didn't have any copayment for my primary, just the specials.
And just a specialist, that's probably because you had a high premium as well. Keep in mind you're paying a lot of money per month. And this one right here, we're working to reduce that monthly rate so you don't have to have that same experience where they cancel out on you, okay? Would you like me to see if I can locate your program that has a lower copay?
Okay.
I'm going to see here. Okay, so the company I'm looking at right now, the other option, it's the same multi-plan PPO network, so you can see your same doctors. And this one in particular has a $10 copay for a regular physician. Does that work?
Well, that's not bad.
Okay, $10 for a regular physician. All right. Now, you're also going to receive...
What's the premium going to be? What's the premium going to be if I have to pay a $10 copay?
It doesn't let me get there quite yet. There's a benefit it wants me to go over with first. Is that okay?
Okay. All right.
For instance, this one comes with prescription medication. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. This one also comes with prescription medication benefits, both traditional and mail order, so you can utilize any major pharmacy for your medications or take advantage of the mail order platform to have medications sent to your household if it's more convenient for you. This also includes hospitalization, lab, diagnostics, imagery, mammograms, PAP tests, PCA tests, blood tests, x-ray, x-rays, MRI, CAT scans, chiropractic benefits, as well as surgical benefits as well. So pretty much everything medically we have here for you. We're checking off all those boxes with the exception that we remove the mental illness, drug and alcohol dependency, the tobacco usage, and the pregnancy benefits you weren't going to utilize. And everything else we kept intact, okay?
Okay.
Let's see here. And also during the special enrollment period, this program is offering dental, vision, and hearing at no additional cost. So you're not going to be paying anything additional for those benefits there, okay? Your dental is through Unicare. It's a nationwide PPO, so you can choose your own dentist with no yearly max or limits on the services. Or you can maintain your same dentist if you have one already, okay? Same goes for vision benefits.
How much do I have to pay co-pay okay for the dentist?
The dental, you're looking at 85% taking care of out-of-pocket expenses.
85.
Okay. Okay. And then, here, in addition to your ambulatory service benefits as well as your emergency room visits, you're going to receive an accidental medical expense. So in the odd case, if you were ever in an emergency, let's say a car accident, you were unable to work, you could submit a claim for a $4,000 cash payout you can use to help with additional bills like mortgage, car payments, things of that nature. It also helps helps with critical illness injuries. So if you're ever diagnosed with cancer, kidney disease, I mean, God forbid, and then let's say, for instance, or you're had a heart attack or stroke, not only do you receive your full benefits there, but you also receive an additional incentive, which is a $4,000 cash payout you can use, you know, to help, you know, anything that you may need help with around that time period, okay? It also has a death benefit, so if you were to ever pass away, it does ask for a beneficiary so they can receive that cash payout. Do you have one in mind? A beneficiary?
Okay.
Okay. Now, based off of everything you convey to me and me simply working with what's available in your area going through special enrollment, also I was able to qualify you for a few price reductions there simply by removing some of these benefits to customize it for what you needed medically moving forward. And I was able to confirm the rate of $112.95 a month.
$112.95.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a heck of a lot lower than the $400 you were paying previously, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a $112.95. You're receiving prescription medication benefits, both traditional and mail order, hospitalization, surgical, chiropractic, x-ray, imagery, diagnostic, and lab work benefits there, dental, vision, hearing, emergency room visits, ambulatory services, and an accidental medical expense you can use to submit a cash payout of $4,000. So this is a perfect fit for you moving forward, and I feel like let's see here. This is something you can take advantage of right away because we are heading into the deadline here. So we do have to act fast. How soon did you need your benefits to kick into effect?
Well, right now, at this moment, I don't have $112.95.
Oh, that's no problem there. Well, it's our job to make it easy, of course, convenient for you to help you with the enrollment period. What we do is we go through a third-party voice verification for compliance purposes. And that's with the Department of Insurance to ensure that everything that you and I...
Never mind.
I'm sorry?
Never mind.
Oh, okay. So saying that we go through a third-party voice verification, and that's for compliance purposes. So we're going to be on a recorded line, of course, to ensure your safety as a consumer with the Department of Insurance. And that's just to ensure everything that you and I went over was correct. Once we complete the verification process, we're going to send you a welcome email. And you'll receive that within 24 hours. On that welcome email, it's going to give you all the soft copy documentation you need for your records for careful viewing. And you can utilize those until you receive your hard copy documentation that arrives by mail in approximately 5 to 7 business days, okay? And then there, on the link, okay, on the email we send you, there's a confirmation link. You just confirm your enrollment and your benefits kick into effect within 24 hours. Now, you mentioned you don't have the $112.95 up front. Let me see if I can work out any other payment arrangements for you that way we can secure this. We can get you approved and verified, and then we can worry about the $112.95 at a later date, okay? Is that something you wanted to do?
Yeah.
Okay, just one second. Let me go ahead and get with my senior broker. He knows a lot more about this system than me, and then when I get back on the line, I'll have a couple options for you, okay? Just one second. Okay, so we're just going over some of your options here. Now, what we can do to hold your space or hold your place in this particular enrollment period, submit the application to the Department of Insurance so it's verified. So there's a $40 enrollment fee to pair along with your first month premium, which is $112.95. So it'll bring your first month's total to $152.95. And then every month after, it is $112.95. What we can do is a 1040. Basically, as long as you put a $10 authorization hold on this account, we can post-date the rest to a later pay cycle. We can split up the payments for you as well.
Okay, I want to see this all in writing first. I'm not going to okay anything right at this time.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to see it. You said I'm going to get it in an email.
Yeah, so what we can do, okay, no problem. So what we can do is push this 30 days out to give you 30 days. Is that enough time? Or do you want to maybe 2 weeks?
That's fine. No. Nope,
okay,
30
days. No. So we'll
I mean, it may be before. It'll probably be before that.
Well, you do get access to our phone number as well as our extension. So that way you can call back and make adjustments if you wanted to be drafted a sooner day, okay? Let me see here. Okay, no problem. And then, so when would you like us to post the de-rest? The 150, the total amount.
Well, right at this moment, I can't tell you that. I don't know.
We can start. Would you like to start to the end of the month, or would you like to start looking at, you know, towards January?
Yeah, probably January. Yeah.
January. You probably get paid every Friday like us, right? So I'm gonna read off some of the days. So we have January 4th, which is a Friday. January 11th, which is a Friday,
yeah.
And then the 18th, which
January
is a Friday.
The fourth.
Okay. January 4th. We can do that for you. Yeah, because I would rather much do this before the enrollment period ends, because you can risk going a whole year without a new insurance program by the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want that to happen. Now, we still would have to move forward with the $10 authorization hold, but keep in mind, after the 30-day review, if you did not, once you receive the information, because you'll get that within 24 hours, if it's something you're not comfortable with moving forward, you can cancel within 30 days for a full refund, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so you have that option for yourself, okay? And then you'll see that email within 24 hours, as well as a hard copy documentation in the mail.
All right.
All right, and did you want a middle initial on your medical cards at all?
Yeah, B.
B, okay. Laurel B. Clapp, and then I have your date of birth, 11-14-55. Now, to send you the confirmation email, may I have your email address?
Yeah, it's A-L-L-O-R-I-B-E-T-H. That's Al Lori Beth.
It's a B as in Beth. Okay, Al Lori Beth.
Beth.
And then is that at Yahoo?
Yeah.
At Yahoo or Gmail?
Pardon me?
Is it Yahoo or Gmail?
No, it's Yahoo.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so I have a Lori L, Lori Beth, which is A-L-L-O-R-I-B-E-T-H at yahoo.com.
Right.
Okay, fantastic. And then may I have your physical address to send the hard copy documentation to?
Okay, 364 Dixon, D-I-X-S-O-N, Street.
Okay. Do you have any big plans for today?
Well, my granddaughter has a concert. She's in a chorus in grammar school. She's gonna sing.
Oh, really?
At the high school here. Yeah, she's in
That's
fourth
cool.
grade, but she's gonna sing at the University High School here in Long City.
Oh, are they doing like a Christmas performance?
Yeah, they sing Christmas songs.
No, you said it was Dixon, D-I-X-O-N or S-O-N?
Oh, D-I-X-S-O-N.
Oh, D-I-X.
Yes, a man's name.
Yeah, there, I found it. There you go. Okay, fantastic. Now, there is a $10 authorization hold that is processed today, and we're not touching anything else or drafting anything else until the 4th, which will give you 30 days to review the information, okay?
Okay.
All right, and then do you have a pen and paper? I want you to be able to get my phone number as well as my extension, because I'm also going to be the agent helping you from here on out, okay? So any questions about your policy or anything at all you want to submit a claim, you can go ahead and give me a call, all right?
Okay. Go ahead.
All right, and my phone number is 877-799-9232. And my extension, whenever you're ready.
Go ahead.
Is 2040. Did you get that?
Okay, that's 877-799-9282.
No, 9232. 3-2.
9-2-3-2.
Yeah.
I know, I got two dogs here barking.
9-2-3-2.
Oh. 9-2-3-2. Okay, extension 2040. Yeah, one's a puppy and one's 9 years old.
Oh, nice.
One's outside, one's inside, and they're barking at each other. The puppy's a nut. I have no idea what he is. And the older one is He's a Yorkshire Terrier slash Chihuahua.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. I remember I had a dog growing up, but my mom made us get rid of it because we used to have a back house which had our laundry mat, and then every time, and she's a very petite lady, so every time she would walk back there, the dog was getting so big and it was so playful, it'll like jump on her and kind of push her, and it would just like just push her over, tip her over, so she would just get rid of it. And there was one time I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, they do that.
I knew she. Yeah, and there's one time I knew she went back, she was going back there, so I was going to go follow her and just make sure the dog doesn't jump on her because I knew how she didn't like that. So I was going to go follow her, and I was a little too late because I walk out, and the first thing I see is that dog run really fast at her and just kind of tackle her in a sense, and it dropped all her clean clothes from her walking back into the dirt.
Yeah.
She fell in it. She caught all her clean clothes
gone.
Yeah. That's why she got rid of it, yeah. That was pretty funny. Okay, let me see here. Just one second. I'm just submitting some of this information here, okay? Okay, and did you want to provide a secondary phone number for emergency contact purposes? The one I have on file right now, 386-624. What?
4022.
Yeah, 4022. I was going to wonder. Okay, no problem, man. Let me see here. If you have any more additional questions, do you have my extension? Also, there is, if you want to reach our member services, there's an extension number that's extension 3, okay?
Extension 3?
Yeah. Now, the multi-plan PPO network, along with the dental, vision, hearing, and prescription medications, as well as your doctor network, that is going to be through Medigard 360, okay? That's the host company that's pretty much covering all these benefits, okay? So you want to write that down, Medigard 360. Medigard 360. Perfect. Perfect. Okay. Let's see here. Yeah, Medigard 360. Yeah, phenomenal program there. And then we're about to go through the third-party enrollment or the third-party verification process here. So just to preempt you on some of the information. So one's going to be pretty much just regarding the Medigard 360 benefits in full detail for you.
How much longer is this going to be?
About five more minutes.
Dollars.
Are you in a rush?
Okay. Well, no, I'm okay.
Okay.
5 minutes, fine.
Okay, so, yeah, it's fine. The verification process is really quick. I just read off two scripts for you. One of them is just the Medigard 360, and then the other one is the UNA, which is the accidental medical expense. So there's a whole script just regarding the $4,000 cash payout, okay?
Okay.
So it's just going to talk about some of the information about submitting a claim. It's also going to say you understand that the accidental medical expense insurance does not cover pre-existing conditions. Now, your Medigard 360 benefits do, but for the $4,000 cash payout, it doesn't. So like I say, for instance, you had a heart attack 2 days ago, and then you, let's say, you enroll in this program here and then try to submit a claim after for the $4,000, it doesn't work that way, okay? It just protects you from going out for a heart attack, injury, or anything like that, okay? All right, and then before we move forward, for the $10 authorization hold, what card did you want to use? A Visa, a MasterCard, American Express, or a Discover card?
I guess a Master.
A MasterCard.
Okay. Now, if I don't take this, can I cancel that?
And within 30 days, so you have 30 days to review the information. Actually, no, you have 60 days to review the information. You have up until the 4th, which is when the rest drafts, and then you have up until the 30 days after that to review it even more. So you have about 60 days to review the information, okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay, sounds good. And then you have access to my phone number as well. So anything else I can help you with, you can call me. And then also, if I'm able to locate a more affordable healthcare program for you in the future, you're the first person I call to help you with the enrollment process.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Now, and then the MasterCard to read your first name, your middle initial, and your last name as well.
No, doesn't have my middle initial.
Okay, no problem. And then whenever you're ready for these 16 digits.
Okay. 5178-0588-2083-0019.
On the expiration date?
10:22.
And then the CBB code.
528.
Okay, I want to confirm that with you. I have 517805882083. Expiration date is 10:22, and the CBV is 528. Okay, fantastic. And we're just about to go through the verification process. Do you have any additional questions for me before we continue?
Nope, I don't think so.
Okay, so we are on a recorded line, and like I said, everything's going to be submitted over to the Department of Insurance to ensure your safety as a consumer, and I can begin whenever you're ready.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so hello, Laurel. My name is Anthony, and this verification will be recorded for compliance purposes and will serve as the permanent verification record of your membership application. You were transferred to me to verify the information that you provided to an enrollment representative, which is myself, regarding your application for the United National Association Membership Plan. Today's date is December 11th, 2018, and the time I have here is going to be 12:54 p.m. I am speaking to Laurel Clark.
Right.
All right. The address I have on file for you is going to be 364, and that's going to be Dixon Street. I have that zip code is 32763, Orange City, Florida, as well as your email address as allorideth@yahoo.com, correct?
Right.
I have your phone number is 386-624-4022, correct?
Right.
All right. Have you maintained a primary residence in the U.S. for the past 12 months or longer?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I was born here.
And I have your date. You're born here. All right. And your date of birth I have here is 11-14-55, yes?
Right.
All right. And please confirm your beneficiary for the accidental death benefit.
Alfred W. Clapp, C-L-A-P-P.
Okay, fantastic. And you understand that the accidental medical insurance does not cover pre-existing conditions, yes?
Yes.
Okay. You understand that the group accident-only insurance does not provide major medical comprehensive medical insurance, COBRA, Medicare, Medicaid, or medical disability coverage, and is neither minimum essential coverage under federal law nor policy of workers' compensation insurance under state law, and you may be subjected to federal share of responsibility payment depending on your financial situation, yes?
Yes.
Okay, you understand that this membership will not pay benefits for services provided by any state or federal government agency as the Veterans Administration unless by law they must pay for such services, yes?
Yes.
Okay, you also understand the United National Association membership membership also includes a selection of non-insured health consumer business benefits, yes? All right, you understand that if there's any discrepancy between what you thought the agent told you about the plan and what the actual insurance policy states, the policy terms will apply. Yes?
Yes.
If you're not satisfied with the membership, you may cancel within 30 days from the effective date and receive a full refund on your monthly membership dues. Do you understand and agree?
Yes, I agree.
Alright, if you were to submit a claim under any of the insurance benefits included with your membership before the 30 days, you will be have deemed to have accepted the membership and will not be eligible for any refund. All cancellations must be directed to member services, and this is a different phone number. Laurel, whenever you're ready.
Okay, go ahead.
855-440-8811. Do you understand and agree?
And what's this number for?
That's for the, if you want to submit a claim for the accidental medical expense. So $4,000 we're talking about?
Okay.
Okay. You do agree that your effective date will be the January 4th of 2019, yes?
Right.
Your initial payment on the 4th is going to be $43, which represents your first month's membership dues and is already included in your monthly total, and your monthly dues will be automatically drafted or charged on the 4th of every month from your credit or debit card provided to us today. Do you understand and agree?
Yes.
Okay. You agree that you are the cardholder of the credit card on file, credit or debit card on file?
Yes.
Okay. And just to confirm that card information, it's 517-08-5178-0588-2083-0019. Expiration date is 10:22, and the CBV is 528, yes?
Yes.
Okay, you agree that you're signing up for benefits or services that include an automatic payment plan. You expressly authorize and request Premier Health Solutions to automatically debit your bank account or credit card on file to collect any and all fees for your plans. You acknowledge and agree upon the plan effective date and the payment amount. You also acknowledge and agree that your monthly premiums will be automatically charged or drafted every month from the credit or debit card provided. Further, you attest you are the cardholder of the credit or debit card provided, and you agree that the electronic payment authorization for such automatic payments may be terminated by providing written notice to Premier Health Solutions. You will receive a welcome email within 24 hours that will include a link to a member portal. You will use a username and password from an account creation email to log into your account. When you log into the web portal, you will be able to review, print, and download all your important documents, including your insurance certificates. You will also be able to print a temporary ID card to use until you receive your official ID card in the mail, which will take approximately 5 to 7 business days. If you have any questions or need any assistance, please call 855-440-8811 Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 Central Standard Time. By enrolling to the United National Association Membership Plan, you agree to receive your membership materials via email in addition to important notifications regarding your membership. That will conclude the verification, and thank you for your time. Welcome to the United National Association Membership Plan, okay? All right, that completes it.
Okay.
Both your names right there. All right, so let me see here. I'm just going to have to wait for the Department of Insurance has to hear that really quick, and they're going to give me a green light, then I can submit the application, okay?
Okay.
Now, on that email, you're going to have, it's going to give you pretty much everything you need, okay? It's going to give you a soft copy of access, so you can print out a temporary ID card to use up until you receive the official ID card. Then you have it for careful viewing for the next, well, to the 4th, and then after the 4th, from your effective date, you have 30 days from there to review it, make sure it's something you're still comfortable with. If you were to cancel between anywhere between the 4th and 30 days out, you are subjected to a full refund, okay?
Okay.
Let's see here. And if you do want us to, we want your benefits to kick into effect a lot sooner, let's say, you're getting sick, you want to use your prescription medication benefits, or you need to re-up on the medications you use currently, you can go ahead and call me. We can submit it or set it into effect a lot sooner, okay?
All right.
Because it is next day effective. All righty. So everything looks good. I've submitted it here. And then, yeah. If you have any questions, you have my extension. It's 2040, correct?
Right. I do. I know it.
Okay. Fantastic. Well, it was a pleasure talking to you, Laurel. And until we hear from you again, you have a great day, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All righty, no problem. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.